On today's episode, we have a little news to talk about involving the updated face mask mandate in restaurants and what we can expect food-wise from Flower and Garden Festival. We also discuss what we think are the best attractions for the little ones. This is episode 338 of the Capture the Magic podcast. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. My name is Jared Lee, and I'm joined, as usual, by my lovely wife, Jamie Lee. So, Jamie, how are you doing?
I am doing pretty good. How are you?
I am good. It's been we're recording earlier than usual, so it was not a super relaxing weekend because...
it wasn't relaxing at all.
No, but we're going to Disney during the week this week, so it was sort of like the weekend became... sort of like, I don't know, like today felt like a Monday light, like not a full Monday, but a light Monday.
Yeah.
Because we did a lot of stuff today because we're leaving on Tuesday to go to Disney. So that's why we're recording. So the news is very light because it's Sunday night. So there'll probably be plenty that takes place between now and Thursday. but there was some, you know, rather big stuff that broke. But with when we were going to talk about the some questions we get about, which is, you know, rides for little ones, because we deal with that every time we go.
Every time
we go. So we can talk about that. But
yes.
So nothing really going on around here other than the I don't know. That's it. We didn't really match a weekend, and we're recording the show now on a Sunday. So
do we seem frazzled? No.
Not frazzled. I think it feels strange recording on a Sunday.
I know. We haven't done that.
Well, and we're not live. Right. So normally we do this live into Club 32, so we're not doing this live. Because it's almost 10 o'clock at night, and
we usually, and like you said, we usually don't do midweek, but we're mainly going for Flower and Garden Festival that starts on Wednesday, so
right,
it kind of dictated, you know, when we're gonna go. I mean, yes, we could go on the weekend, but guys, it's busy on the weekends.
Yeah, it's pretty busy. Yeah, it's very busy on the weekends. Yeah. So, and with, you know, we're able to, if we want to, go during the week, so that's kind of what we tend to aim toward if we can.
We just shift everything else to the weekend, so
you know what I mean? Yeah, I mean, basically it feels weird doing that. Like, it felt weird doing work today, but at the same time, it's like, well, you gotta kind of, that's what you, if you're gonna go during the week, just kind of do that. So we're not just gonna talk about how we didn't have much of a weekend. We're gonna talk about all sorts of Disney stuff today. But before we do that, we just want to remind everybody to check out some of the other shows on the Capture the Magic Network. We have the Capture the Magic Universal show, which should be going out next week. So we do that at least once a month on there. We also have Trip Tales. This is Jamie's Trip Report show, where she takes people that go on Disney trips, and then they basically just talk about everything they did. So
that's right.
It's a good trip planning resource, so you can get kind of firsthand knowledge of people going on some other trips. When's your next Trip Tales coming out?
It'll either be next week or the week after, probably third week of March.
Okay.
Probably.
And if you're a Club 32 member, you get that episode a week early.
Yes.
And including, talking about Club 32, so we have Distri just came out this week as well. So we did a Distri on Star Tours, excuse me, which Distri is now a Club 32 exclusive show. So if you want to be a part of that and check that out, and you also want to be part of the live streams that we do in the parks, and we've got Cool Kids Kitchen, we have got Club 32 Speakeasy. I now have, it's Rant Corner, but it's not really ranting. I think I'm going to rename it. But anyways, it's Jared Has Questions. It's been proposed. Is what that one is. A lot more content in Club 32, and it continues to help us to grow the show and in the network and bring you more content. You can go to ctmvip.com. You can look to join there. There's a free trial there if you're not sure. And another perk there is you get 20% off all the apparel as well by being a member there. And of course, we would be remiss if we didn't mention our great travel agency sponsor, Zippity Doodah Travel. So if you're looking to go to Disney World, Universal, hopefully soon Disneyland, soon.
Hopefully.
Go to travelwithzip.com, and there's a quick form there. You can fill out, tell them what you're looking to do. If you know what you want to do, if you're just saying, I want to go somewhere warm, understandable. They'll help you figure out where to go. I know Mexico is kind of a hot spot right now for a lot of people. So again, go to travelzip.com, fill out that quick form. You can tell them we sent you, but they'll know that we sent you there. But anyways, go check them out. They're great. And we use them, and their agents are fantastic. Make your life much, much easier. And of course, it doesn't cost you anything to do this, by the way. So they, all that, it's like having a free travel assistant. So go check them out. Travelwithzip.com. So, definitely. All right, let's get to the little bit of news that we have. And it's a doozy, I will say. For some, it's going to be a little bit of a shock for some people. There's a new mask mandate at the sit-down restaurants at Disney World.
Yeah, so Disney updated their mandate for face coverings when you are at table service restaurants. And it basically says, before you dine at Walt Disney World Resort, please be aware that you'll need face coverings for each guest to and up, which must be worn in all public areas and can only be removed while actively eating and drinking. Face coverings must be worn while standing, waiting, or sitting in dining locations. And the part that they changed was the sitting in dining locations. So people were kind of confused about what Disney was talking about. They're like, so are we supposed to have our masks on at all times unless we're taking a bite? From what I understand and what from people in the Facebook group have reported back, because they some people are at Disney right now and they've been eating at the restaurants, and what they're basically experiencing is that you have to keep your mask on after you sit down and before your food comes to the table, but then you can remove it and then eat and drink whatever, or if there's water on the table, same thing. So, I'm not sure why they're changing it now and not before. Like, the timing is a little weird, but anyway, so that's what it means.
I can take a guess as to why they're changing it.
Why?
I bet you they're about to increase capacity in the restaurants.
That's what some people were saying. They were going to increase capacity.
If I were to guess, that's what they're going to do. And this was probably a union compromise.
I thought maybe the servers were wanting people to wear the mask longer. I don't know. And then I also thought someone had mentioned, and again, another group that I'm a part of, that they experienced a group of like six people at a table at, I forgot what restaurant it was at. They were there from the time that the person sat down, had their food with their family, took like an hour, and then left. Like, they were just sitting there talking without masks.
Right.
And I think that is the issue. I think they're wanting higher turnover of tables, so people aren't just sitting around just because they don't have to wear masks. So this is putting it in there like, okay, well, you can't do that anymore, I think is what
I think point. That could be part of it too.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, the whole thing about the timing's odd. I will say that. I mean, Disney's been back open since July, and for the most, I mean, you look at the numbers across the board, everything's down. There's no big outbreaks and stuff like that. So it seems odd that now they would make this change.
Right.
Unless you're looking at
increasing capacity.
Right. That's the only thing that makes sense. Because, you know, we've said at some point, especially going to the 50th this year, and again, numbers are going down. Hopefully they continue to go down.
Right.
Travel. People are wanting to travel more. So Disney's going to have to start budging on something. Like, we know, I'm sure face masks will be the very last thing to go, but like the distancing and the things that are open and how many people are letting the buildings, like, this is going to become a bigger, bigger issue as it goes along.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So it would almost make sense in the restaurants. Again, it could be a union thing, but okay, we're going to have more people in this space, then we're just going to sort of limit, you know, the face mask being able to be off. And I think too, the turnover too, if they're going to increase capacity, they want the turnover. And
I think that's a big part.
I think
of
it is too, because right now, and it makes sense, people want a reprieve from, you know, nobody likes wearing the mask. They want a reprieve. They can sit down and just hang out in there, which I understand. I think everybody understands that. So, yeah, I think it could be a lot. I think it could be those main factors there. But I wouldn't. I don't know if Disney. So here's the thing: Disney didn't announce the last time they kind of they ticked up capacity a little bit. I don't think you're going to get any.
They announced it after the fact.
Right. I don't think you're getting any announcements saying we're about to increase capacity. I think it's just going to be, it's, and like you've talked about before, it's going to be like putting a frog you don't put the frog in the boiling pot of water.
You don't just throw it in.
You slowly turn it up. And I think they'll just slowly, you know, increase capacity and do some other stuff like that. So just given the timing and again, everything else surrounding it, it just seemed, I think it was a Friday night when we kind of heard about it.
Yeah. I
so
think
the timing,
so.
It was like they snuck it out on a Friday night. It's just everything around it. Yeah. It's just the odd. The timing was odd, unless it seems to me that you something else like that would be going on. So.
Yeah, it was. I forgot her name, but she's in the Disney universe, and she's prominent. I can't remember her name. She's the one that found it.
Yeah,
and basically tweeted it out. So yeah, Disney did not announce it, but you know, whatever the reason is, this is the new rule. So you know, keep that in mind if you've got dining reservations coming up, or you're making, you know, reservations in the future, that it'll be different going forward. So
yeah, and this is you know, apparently I didn't know this, but this has been a sort of a rule in a lot of places in other states.
Yeah,
so there's a lot of people that are pretty familiar with this. So
right
for some people now, those in Florida, will be, I mean, that's not a thing here. So right. But people I know from up north, that's something they've been doing for a while. So
right.
Some people will be kind of a shock more than others. So all right, let's move on. We've got the Foodie Guide to the Flower and Garden Festival, which yeah, I'm very excited about this because I'm kind of hungry.
Yes.
All right.
Are you always hungry though?
Well, maybe.
But yeah, so they decided to put out this article on Disney Parks blog with all these beautiful pictures of food to make you really, really want them. And it's what is at the outdoor kitchens at Flower and Garden Festival this year. So we've been waiting for this for a while. I'm kind of like, why did they get to release the food? So they finally did. And after going through the guide and everything, I have a lot of must-dos. Let's just say that. And I'm just going to talk about a few of my must-dos. And the first one is they got a new booth this year. And it's breakfast.
I was gonna say, but do I get some must-dos as well?
You have must-dos as well. Yes. Okay. Yes.
I'm just asking. Okay.
But I know we talked about this before.
Yeah, we did.
We both want to do the
Listen,
breakfast.
Listen, you're going to put up a breakfast booth. I'm going to be there.
Breakfast is amazing.
Just be like,
yes.
Do you guys do this all day? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's called Sunshine Griddle. And
that should be the name of a restaurant. I'm sorry. Just Sunshine Griddle. Just breakfast all day.
Oh, breakfast all day. Yeah, so it's called Sunshine Griddle, and they have grits and corned beef hash and cinnamon roll bites, avocado toast, a Fruit Loops shake, which sounds very sugary.
I don't know how that's breakfast other than it's a cereal, but either way, I'm willing to try it.
They have a cold brew cocktail.
Yeah, they do.
Are you going to try that? Do you want to try that? It's a cocktail with milk, Kahlua rum, coffee liqueur, and vanilla vodka.
I like my breakfast with a little bit of booze. I'm just kidding. I've actually tried some drinks lately that have like some coffee in them, like mm-hmm. that. It's not too bad.
Yeah.
The fried cinnamon roll bites look dangerous.
Yes, they do.
Avocado.
The grits.
The grits.
Oh no, the corned beef brisket hash.
Yes, the corned beef brisket hash looks amazing. Yeah. I don't understand avocado toast. That's a thing that's become popular.
It's a popular thing.
I know.
I don't like
popular.
Avocado, so I will not be having.
I like avocado with tortilla chips. I don't really think about it on toast, but I never had it. So, but anyways, I am very looking forward to this booth and trying items from it.
Yes.
And hopefully, they're delicious. They look delicious.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Do you think, by the way, food photographers? Do you think they get to eat the food after they take pictures of it? Because if so, that's a big perk to being a food photographer.
I don't think they do. No,
you don't think they do.
Probably
I bet you they
not.
Do. I bet you they get done. They're just like, what else are we going to do with the food to throw it out?
I don't know.
I would put that in my contract. Be like, I will take all the pictures of your food, but I get to take
but
all of them.
It's mine.
It's mine.
It's mine after. Let's see what else they have. They have a new booth at World Showplace called Farmer's Feast. Did you hear about that one?
I did. Yeah.
So I'm excited about this one because it has a rotating menu, which is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one is, it's got onion soup, it's got duck confit, something called Off the Beaten Path with red beet mousse, and they've got some drinks as well. So that's interesting. And then the main picture on this article is from the Farmer's Feast, and it's a oatmeal raisin cookie butter crust, like with cheese, like a cheesecake with passion fruit mango compote. It looks amazing. It all looks amazing. I can't deny it. It all looks amazing. But I'm really excited about that booth. What else do you want to try or do again? Because some of these are returners, and there's a lot of new stuff though this year.
There's a lot of new stuff.
Yeah. I really want to do, let's see, the Cider House. That's a World Showcase place as well. They have a potato and cheddar biscuit with salmon tartar.
Okay.
I don't know. The salmon tartar kind of throws me off, but I might want to try it.
I'm not big on salmon in general.
Yeah. But,
I will say the funnel cake at the American Adventure looks...
The funnel cake stand?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The whole stand looks... I'm on board. It looks good.
So it does look good. Lemon cheesecake ice cream on top, blueberries, powdered sugar, but it's small. It's like...
Yeah, it looks very small.
Yeah, the size of my palm. Japan. Hanami. They've got... Of course, they got frushi. I'm gonna get frushi. And then they have a shrimp and crab with spicy mayo and cucumber slices finished with creamy avocado and violet sauce. The avocado throws me off a little bit, but everything else looks good. And it's really pretty. This is important.
You gotta have your food to be very pretty. This is true.
And they also have a blood orange sour with fresh mint that I might try.
Okay.
It's new.
In the World Showplace, the beef brisket burnt ends and smoked pork belly slider looks like something I'm on board with.
Well, we've had that twice already.
I know. And I want but they had it in the American Adventure the last time.
Yeah.
And
they moved all of that stuff to the, because it's the festival of favorites.
Right. And it was very, very good.
Yeah.
Oh, I will test it and see if it still is good. Like, that was the point. I really wanted that, like a full size version of that.
Yeah. Yeah, you would. Good. And then, of course, I have to get a violet lemonade.
Yes.
I have to.
Yes.
At Pineapple Promenade. So I will be doing that. And my frosé.
In France. Yes.
And they have something else at France. They have a, let's see, duck confit. They have that.
Duck confit is very good.
They also have a, it's a basically a caramelized beignet filled with vanilla cream and glazed with caramel fleur de sel. Yeah, I'm getting that. I'm going to get that. Look at it. It's pretty.
It's very.
I won't get that.
It's gorgeous. So one thing, I'm not really big on scallops, but I do like scallops the way that Disney does them.
Mm-hmm.
And they have them in Canada booth now.
Yeah.
Seared scallops with French green beans. I don't care about the French green beans, but scallops.
Vegetables, right?
I'm not big on them. But they also have beef. The Canada booth looks really strong. They have the beef tenderloin, tips, mushroom, bordelaise sauce, and whipped potatoes. And then the griddled maple pound cake looks good.
Those look good. I also want to try this citrus sunrise, I think. Yeah, it's a frozen lemon and passion fruit with mandarin vodka. That's at Joffrey's in the Showcase Plaza.
Okay.
I will, I don't know if I can drink that all myself, but I will.
I usually help you with those things.
Yeah.
It's no problem. No problem at all.
A couple booths I do not really want to try. Sorry if this, if this is anybody's favorite booth, but Italy, you know how I feel about the Italy booths here. They never live up to my expectations, like no matter how many times I try them. Possibly Mexico, I don't know. And then I don't know if I'll do Canada. I know you said you liked
Canada. I'll do some Canada.
You might do Canada. Yeah, but
I think Canada looks
those
good.
Are the three that I'm just kind of like, meh, either way.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But yeah, it just, everything looks so good.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff for sure. That to try. I mean, a lot of it, I'm sure the drink wise turns into us splitting it a lot of times. So,
yeah.
Or at least, well, you order, then I finish it. But
I mean, kind of, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's, it's not as, the food isn't as necessarily artful as Festival of the Arts, but it's prettier than Food and Wine usually. Maybe.
Oddly, yeah.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. It's got those spring kind of colors in there. But
exactly.
Yeah, a lot of cool stuff.
I'm excited.
Listen, festivals are always fun.
Always fun.
They're always a good time.
Yes.
So I'm never going to turn down a festival. Although right now, if you went to Epcot without a festival, you're experiencing very low wait times.
Oh my gosh. We looked at the wait times because that's what we do with my daughter now.
Yes. Yeah, she does do that.
Yep. She was like 15 minutes. What's that, mommy? I was like, Journey. Figment with Journey. I was like, that 15 minutes is it's high for that one, but everything else was like 15 or 20 minutes. I was like, okay, it's low.
Yeah.
But anyway, so.
Yeah. So we'll be sure. And again, we'll do live streams of that in Club 32 when we're at Epcot. We'll be there on Wednesday.
Opening day.
Yep. Yeah. So by the time you hear this, we might have already done that.
Yes. We did.
But in the future, you can join Club 32 and catch that. So ttmvip.com. All right. Well, that's all we've got for the news. There was no poll time this week.
Well, I haven't.
We haven't done it yet.
Wasn't going to do it yet, and it's not Monday yet. So no.
There is a poll time. It's just not in the show. So Jamie usually does it on Mondays there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Before we get to our discussion, which is the best rides for or attractions for littles, we just want to mention one of our new sponsors, Medterra CBD. So if you've listened to the show for any amount of time, last couple of years, I've talked about taking CBD. A couple occasions.
A lot.
A few times. Yeah. I think it's great. I've enjoyed a lot of benefits from it. And Medterra is one that I have taken for a few years. So we were excited to have them as a sponsor on the show. But they've got a new line of, they've got a lot of full spectrum. So the thing about Medterra, though, is they don't have any THC in them. So if you're, you know, if you're drug tested or anything like that, or you just don't want the THC, none of their stuff has THC, which is very unique and good. But they also have, they have isolates, they have full spectrums, though, which is the you get the most benefits from a full spectrum CBD. And they've got, you know, oil tincture or the oil we put on your tongue. They have capsules, they have gummies, which the gummies we've tried, they're actually really, really good. And the capsules actually are good too because they're digested, so they kind of last a bit longer with you. It's kind of different because it goes through the digestive system. They also have topicals if you get joint pain and things like that. So they've got a lot of stuff. They've also got a new line that helps with the immune, you know, boosting your immune system and stuff like that. So if you go to MedterraCBD.com and you can use the promo code CTM20 and you'll save 20% off your entire order. So, which is a pretty good savings there. So you can check them out. But they're here pretty reasonably priced stuff too. And that's a nice thing about them that they, you know, as CBD goes, they're pretty competitive on pricing. So, yeah, go check them out again. MedterraCBD.com and the promo code is CTM20. All right, let's talk about little kids doing stuff at Disney.
Okay, sounds great.
That seemed weird, but I didn't mean for it to be weird. Things at Disney. So we're basically going to break this down with the best rides for toddlers 3 and under.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the question we had the most about.
Yeah, we get a lot of questions about babies and toddlers.
Our daughter's 4. Mm-hmm. She's gonna be 5 this year. She needs to knock that off.
Yeah.
Anyways, and baby Thor, our son, he is a year months. And a half, so yeah. Mm-hmm. He's in there. So, we're well versed in this area of what, and mm-hmm. you know, one thing we can talk about is, you know, a lot of people ask like, would my kid enjoy this ride? Is it too scary? Obviously, everybody's kid's different,
right?
But kind of give you an idea of how our kids have reacted to it
we think a ride would not be appropriate. Yeah.
Or if your kid, you know, if your kid is sort of skittish, they may not like this one compared to this one. So but we're gonna talk about that. So the first park we're gonna visit, of course, is the most kid friendly park, which would be Magic Kingdom.
Yes, it is. That.
So I guess we'll just start listing them off. What are some of the best rides that we think for toddlers 3 and under?
Well, you should go to Fantasyland and stay there for a long time, is basically
it could be called Toddler Land.
Well, you're gonna love this, but it's a small world. It's a lot of singing, a lot of like puppet, you know, the animatronics moving, whatever.
It's a ride that everybody like that. Can do, but I will say this. I mean, he's my son and I love him, but I love baby Thor so much because when he was on this ride, he wanted out of that boat so bad.
He didn't like it.
He was like trying to walk out of the boat the whole time. And I was like, I feel you. I understand.
But our daughter likes it.
She does.
She's always liked it.
She does. But he was just like, I want no part of this.
Peter Pan's Flight.
Yeah.
Is also a good one. It feels like you're flying, you know, just hold them tight, you know. Prince Charming's Carousel, obviously.
This one our daughter's lived for a long time, but during the age of COVID, this one it tends to have a longer wait than
it's what it is.
It is what it is. But if you're like us, you might try and go around it kind of quickly, hoping your daughter doesn't see it right away. But she wants to ride it as soon as she gets there.
Every time.
It's usually the first thing we do, which is the carousel.
Yeah. The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh. Yeah. Cute ride. I mean,
Omni Mover, easy to do. Yeah.
Yeah. Dumbo. You can even babies can do Dumbo, right? Yeah.
Yeah,
there's no height limit there. Again, you know, that's one of those rides where you just kind of have to hold on to the little ones. And they do like controlling going up and down. So that's fun. Journey of the Little Mermaid. Baby Thor likes this one.
Yeah, he likes anything that has a lot of movement. Like he loves Dumbo. I mean,
and singing. He likes singing, like music.
But he's
stuff.
The type of kid. He's the type of baby or kid. I guess he technically still a baby. Is he a baby?
No,
he's not a baby. He's not a baby anymore. Jeez,
it's a toddler.
Time is cruel. Yep. where if you're moving, he's pretty happy. So if it's not as long as the ride's moving, he's pretty good. So there's stuff to look at. So yeah, Little Mermaid's got tons of stuff, like a lot of music, a lot of movement.
Yep, he loves it.
Yeah,
People Mover.
If it was open.
If it was open, yes. Constantly moving, and you get to, there's so much to look at.
Although,
good views.
There is a part of this, and he's never been on this. I don't know how we react to it, but you do go like basically in the pitch dark.
Okay, yeah. You do go in the dark. So if you have a toddler that is afraid of the dark, then this might not be a good option. But, you know.
Maybe it's just be, you know, when it does reopen, just be aware that there is, you know, it's not. What is it, about a minute maybe? You're just in
that's
the
in
dark.
The dark? Yeah. Oh, not even that.
Okay, it's
not
pretty short. That. So, yeah, just keep that in mind.
Yeah. Astro Orbiter, which is above People Mover.
Okay, we're going to ride this week because it's
we are going to ride this.
I don't know if I've ever ridden this.
It's been so long for me. I can't even tell you the last time I rode it. Can't even
I always walk by. You asked me if I wrote. I'm like, I think I have, but I may never have ridden this. I don't remember. But
our kids would love it, so we're going to try
this
it.
This is true. This
and those true. Views, those views up above of Magic Kingdom, they're going to be great.
That's true. That's a good, it's a good view spot for that, for sure.
Yeah. And, okay, I said the riverboat. I feel like it's easy. You can just stand there, look at the water.
I feel like Baby Thor would love the riverboat. By the way, for those that may be new to the show, our son's nickname is Baby Thor.
Yes.
So this, in case you're wondering who we're talking about, that's his nickname that was dawned on him whenever he was born a couple years ago. Yeah, I feel like he would really enjoy this.
Yeah.
Because it's just a boat moving and he likes anything that moves.
Right. Yeah. And it blows the horn. And
that's true.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The magic carpets of Aladdin, you know, just like Dumbo.
Yep.
But magic carpets. I put Jungle Cruise as well.
I think Jungle Cruise is a good ride for him.
Because it's a boat ride. You see the animals. It's moving. There's splashing. He loves water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think
I mean, you go into the dark part there, but it's not pitch dark at the end there. So again, if your kid's a little scared of the dark, it's not pitch dark though in there. So
but it's very doable.
Yeah.
When it's open again, the Walt Disney World Railroad.
I miss the railroad.
Yeah. Trains.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's trains. The Casey Jr. Splash Area when it's, you know, open again.
Yeah.
Just put on a swimsuit or swim shorts and just let him run around.
Yeah.
The Laughing Place play area over by Splash Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Our daughter loved that when she was two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that open right now?
No.
I didn't think it was.
No, it's not. But yeah, basically stay in Fantasyland for most of the time is basically what I said.
Yeah.
Now I would avoid Haunted Mansion.
That one's interesting because when our daughter was around Baby Thor's age, she didn't mind it at all.
It depends on the kid. That's the thing. Like sometimes the little ones, like especially when you get to the three, like you're way more aware of things.
Correct. I think if they're really little, they're fine. And then once they kind of become aware, they no longer may enjoy it.
Right. So yeah, there's a lot of area, gray area in there where you're not sure.
Again, this comes down to, you know, your kid, if they'd be scared or not. But
yeah, same thing with Pirates. I don't know if a baby or a toddler would like Pirates.
I think a baby would be fine. A toddler is where it gets iffy on if they would be scared by it or not.
Yeah.
So those two are kind of might do depending on your kid.
Yeah. But I didn't put any shows from Magic Kingdom.
You mean Country Bear wouldn't be.
I didn't put Country Bear. I didn't put Carousel of Progress. I didn't put anything where you're stationary and have to be quiet.
Yeah.
Because
that's hard.
That's
for
just
us.
Not. This just doesn't work for us, especially.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I also didn't put Buzz Lightyear.
I mean, but that's one littles can ride. That's no problem.
They can ride it.
It may not be the best experience for them because they can't really see a whole lot.
Yeah. They can't really participate. I mean, I guess if you showed them how to to shoot, then they could do it.
Well, if you're like our daughter, she just likes spinning the car.
Throw up. So I guess they could ride it and they might enjoy it, but it's just they wouldn't enjoy how it's meant to be experienced, I guess, is my thing against it.
Yeah. I mean, I think they would be fine on it. I don't think it's not scary or anything. It's just, it's not necessarily the way in which the ride is designed or intended to be you know, sort of enjoyed it, they're not going to enjoy it that same way. But
mm-hmm. I hate the giant flash whenever they take your picture.
I'm not a
that blinds me. I'm just like, oh.
Well, yeah, it being blinded in a shooting game, not a lot of fun.
No, and it keeps happening until you get there because it goes real slow, and I'm like, I can't see anything.
And I don't know. You don't always know which one is like. They don't know if it's you or the car next to you.
I don't know. Yeah, I can't ever tell.
Yeah, not to mention, just let us have the guns where they just come out the thing. Let us have freedom to shoot it. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Anyways.
All right. Anything else, Magic Kingdom? You think is even borderline?
Not that I can think. I mean,
obviously not like Big Thunder or stuff like that.
No, well, all those have a height requirement. Right, right. I also said not Barnstormer because I believe the height requirement is 35 inches. So, I mean, unless you have a really tall kid that's into roller coasters, you could get them on as a toddler.
Usually that's more of like three and up. Usually.
Four, yeah, maybe. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I left that one out. I also left out Enchanted Tales with Belle because it's a more show-ish like, and I don't think... I mean, toddlers right. could, again, you could do it, but if you have a high energy toddler, I don't think so.
Yeah. Again, depends on your kid.
Yeah, so, yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's all that I would do.
I mean, Speedway, you could.
Maybe.
Depending on the size. But again, it's loud. It depends on your kid too. So it's like our daughter at this point can just now kind of see over to steer.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little bit fun for her, but I don't think much younger it would be. I think they would just be sitting there sort of in a really loud go-kart.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Or squished between two adults.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, so that's basically for...
Okay. Well, let's move over to Epcot over here. So what's the first one on our list here?
So Epcot, I put the Seas with Nemo and Friends. We ride that every time.
This is basically the same ride system as Little Mermaid.
Yes.
So,
and also in the same, you know, in the Living Seas or whatever, it's the Turtle Talk with Crush, which, you know, they're not doing right now. But I feel like maybe toddlers could do that one. Now, they may not get the concept of, like, why it's cool that Crush is talking to you in the answering questions and stuff.
Yeah, you also don't have to be very, you don't have to be, like, really quiet during this either.
I mean, you could always take them out, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. That play area with the shark, the Bruce the shark, that's a good one.
That is really cool.
That's a good one when it's open. And then obviously the whole aquarium is good to look at all the like the dolphins and the fish and everything. So that's always good. Living with the Land.
This one's very much like Small World. It's Epcot's version of it's a Small World to me.
Mm-hmm. I know you would say that. you know, our son. Not super interested in this, but I could feel like other kids might.
It's moving that has it going for it. I don't think this ride is going to keep the attention of many kids, though.
Maybe not.
And this one's kind of, to me, in my opinion, this would be kind of borderline. Because it's a slower moving one, but there's no, you know, I mean, at least with a Small World, you have like the kid-like dolls and you have the music playing the whole time. You don't really have that in here. It's kind of more of like you're learning about vegetation, which as important as vegetation is, not the most thrilling experience for a child to learn about.
Uh-huh. Journey to Imagination.
Oh, gosh.
Figment. I put this for other kids. For our own children, no. And the reason why is because at the very end, whenever, you know, they sound like imagination and then it has that big pop and then all the TV screens fall down and it's a Figment just going through rainbows and dancing and singing. We did that one. How long was it? Like a year ago, year and a half, two years ago.
Year and a half ago.
That pop scared our daughter so much. She just started bawling and it ruined the ride for her. So,
and she,
it's loud. I don't know. I cover your ears, I guess.
I have to say too, I hate that part of that ride where it does that. Like that sound is very off-putting. Yeah. She's always been a little sensitive to sounds to an extent, but she loved this ride for the longest time until that one time, and now she's just basically done with it. So again, this could be one. It would be a fine ride for littles, except for that part of it if they just got rid of that. But so just keep that in mind if you're gonna ride it.
For our kids, Frozen Ever After. you know, baby Thor has seen Frozen.
They're big fans.
Many times because of our daughter. So he knows the song. So I think he enjoys it because of that.
Yes.
He loves to see Olaf. Like, he gets very excited to see Olaf. Mm-hmm. Grand Fiesta Tour. They play they have the music. It's a boat ride. It's slow. Lots going on.
I mean, normally you have, I don't know, is Donald still a cutout? Mm-hmm. Isn't that right? Okay. Yep. Well, there's a lot of cartoons in there and you've got stuff.
Yeah, all three Caballeros are stationary. They're not animatronics right now.
Okay. Well, so either way, kids will probably yeah. enjoy this one.
And then I said if you need a good nap spot, Spaceship Earth. Because I feel like for a toddler, they're going to be kind of bored.
Yeah, it's moving, which helps. It's iffy. They could be pretty bored or they could be kind of chill.
But like a hot day.
Yeah.
You go on that ride. It's cool. It's air conditioner.
You can take a quick
kids
would
just
nap.
Be like, brr.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah. So that's basically it for Epcot. Mission Space, no. Test Track, no. Soarin', too little.
I mean, Ratatouille, I don't know. Probably not. That'll probably have a
ride. I don't remember.
I don't either. I don't remember. Well, they haven't said. I don't remember mm-hmm. what it's like over in China. But if it's anything like Mickey and Minnie's, anybody can ride that one.
Yeah.
So it potentially Ratatouille could be one that little could do without an issue there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't think of anything else at Epcot. So even when Guardians opens, Guardians probably
too
won't
much.
Be toddler.
And then the shows and World Showcase, I don't think the kids would.
I mean, World Showcase is the most kid friendly place in general.
Little kids.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they do have the cavalcades that come by.
They have the Kid Cot stuff still. So. Yeah. Yeah, but yeah. But for little like toddlers now.
Yeah. All right, well, let's move over to Hollywood Studios.
Okay. Toy Story Mania. If your toddler's okay with the spinning.
It spins a little, not a ton, but yeah.
The only thing too is it's 3D and they can't see 3D. You know, they don't wear the glasses and stuff.
Right.
So
yeah. But they can still see, if they know Toy Story, they can still see the characters.
Yeah. I just thought of something. I have not done Toy Story Mania with our daughter in the last like 2 years. It's always been you.
Well, because her and I got competitive with it.
Right.
Because she keeps saying she's going to beat me.
And I just thought about it. So she wears glasses now.
Yes. And she plays. She's actually pretty decent at it.
Like that. I just like literally blew my mind. I was like, wow. I just didn't like.
Yeah.
I never got. Wow. Okay.
Well, she's definitely gained. Like she's getting very competitive, which mm-hmm. I enjoy. So when we play it, I don't shoot anything on her side. I let her have her side. So I quell a little bit my competition side, and she's funny with it. Yeah. But she actually, I mean, last time I think she one of the things that she got like in one of the sections, I think she almost had like 7,000.
Wow.
So she was actually doing pretty good there.
Good for her.
Yeah.
It's multiple times a day. I want to win. I want to win. Oh, she's competitive. Oh, anyway.
I know the feeling, girlfriend.
I put alien swirling saucers on this if you're tall enough, if the kid's tall enough. The minimum height is 32 inches, which baby Thor met. I think he was like 15 months.
Yeah.
He's so tall. I mean, he's grown like 3 inches since like December or something. It's insane.
He's a big boy.
So anyway, if your toddler's tall enough, then that's a good ride to do. Yeah. Voyage of the Little Mermaid when it's open. I put this because of the puppets.
Right.
The puppet part with the under the sea. Now, Baby Thor has seen this show and he was interested off and on, but he didn't have a fit. He didn't throw a fit. So we got lucky there. So again, it depends on the kid.
Yeah.
Disney Junior Dance Party. You can dance.
Yes.
This is a good thing for the littles.
Yeah.
Get up and dance.
Our daughter likes this a lot. Most kids in this thing like it a lot.
Yeah.
And I will say, it actually, this is one of those things during COVID is actually more enjoyable for the parents. Because before COVID, you had to sit on the floor, like Indian style, while the kids danced.
Yeah.
And that's not a lot of fun.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Lightning McQueen Racing Academy would be a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Got the animatronic car.
Yep.
For the first time in forever, a Frozen sing-along. Another show, yes, but for our son, he loves it.
He does like it.
And he is stoic the whole time watching it. He's just like, enamored now, with it.
The pre-show time can be a little tough.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys probably... Now, I will say this. Our daughter, again, she was always kind of sensitive to sounds. There is the bubble machine they have going in this. And a few times at the end, they do a bubble machine. And for whatever reason, at the end of the show, it is the song. They sing the song at the very end. It is super loud. It has been for years. I don't know why they just don't tone it down a little bit. But it can be
sensitive to that.
It can be. And then the bubble things coming out was kind of loud. So it upset her a few times. She's fine with it now. But when she was a little younger. So just keep that in mind. If you've got a little that's a little sensitive to noises and certain sounds. It could be toward the end of this. So it could be like our daughter would never wear headphones ever.
No.
But if you're, you know, I know a lot of people have kids that, you know, certain sounds. So it might be something toward the end of the show. You might, if they wear headphones, maybe put them on them or something. But
same thing with Journey, I guess, if you're at Epcot.
Yeah, that's true. You could do that. Yeah.
The animated short, Mickey Mouse, the Vacation Fun little show. Maybe the kids will like that. Mm-hmm. It's only like 3 or 4 minutes
long. Yeah.
And then, okay, so I put this for older toddlers. Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway.
I think any age can
okay,
ride this.
No height requirement. Right. However, because it's very jarring, like it back and forth.
Yeah.
I don't know if you had a baby.
You'd have to hold. That's the thing that's kind of surprising. You'd have to hold them pretty tight.
Yeah.
It's the scene whenever they're, especially in the waltzing scene with Daisy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You go back and forth, or when you're going around the twister, the tornado.
Yeah.
You're kind of, it's real windy.
Yeah.
So maybe not for the little ones, like babies, but older toddlers would probably have a better time with that.
Yeah. I can see that.
So. But yeah, that's all for Hollywood Studios.
Yeah, I don't think anything else would fit in
that Indiana category. Jones, it's not open right now.
When it's going, it would be entertaining for kids, maybe. Maybe.
I don't think so, because it's so far away.
If they were close enough,
if they were closer, maybe. But I don't think what they're talking about is interesting to a kid.
Probably.
Or
not.
To a toddler.
I mean, they might just like it when they jump off the roofs and stuff, but other than that, you're probably right.
Yeah, and then none of the Galaxy's Edge, not Star Tours. You could go walk through Walt Disney Presents, but I wouldn't sit down and watch the
again for toddlers in there, I think that's probably it for Hollywood Studios. All right, let's move over to Animal Kingdom.
Okay, Animal Kingdom, first one I thought of, Triceratops Spin. That's the Dumbo of Animal Kingdom, and we love that ride. By we, I mean our daughter.
Yes.
And, you know, he loves it too. So
he's fine with it. Yeah.
Yeah. The Boneyard, when it's open, it's that huge kids' play area.
Our daughter would love that.
Oh, gosh. She's been on it. She's been in it.
I know, but it's like right now.
Oh, right now. Oh, gosh. Yeah. It's just let them run around, do something.
Yeah.
And there are areas for toddlers, like little, like smaller slides and areas that they can be. It's a really good area. The Nemo show, Finding Nemo. I took them. Baby Thor was he was maybe a year old when we did it first time, and he was okay. He was really sleepy when we went in there. So about halfway through the show, he started getting really cranky.
I do the same thing with theater.
But because you're stationary, you know, that's
right.
That was the issue with him. Vessel the Lion King, when it's on, when it's going, lots of movement,
this one would be good for
that. One's a good one for toddlers. Our daughter, when she was, I think she was two, she saw it for the first time.
She was younger than two.
Was she?
But she liked loved it. Yeah, she loved it.
Yep. Kilimanjaro Safaris, animals on safari, moving in the truck or the truck. But be careful. Last two times I did that with baby Thor, he almost was falling asleep because it was bouncing.
It was the bouncing up and down. Yeah. Like,
oh my gosh, he's going. He's so tired.
Yeah.
Navi River Journey.
Yeah, that, I mean that one. Yeah, for sure. I mean,
pretty colors. Yeah, nice music.
Just a nice easy boat ride.
Yeah. Maybe.
I don't agree with this one bit.
I don't.
Not one bit.
Okay, personally, I as an adult, I don't like it.
I don't know why. I know you put this on here. I don't know why. I don't think kids.
I said
would be,
maybe.
I think kids would be terrified by this.
I don't know. Some kids aren't, but I don't know. It's a cute show.
It is, and it has a good animatronic. I just think most kids are going to be terrified by this thing.
The Beasting, the insects on the floor,
yeah,
the spiders that from the ceiling.
Yeah, I don't want
all scary nightmare.
I don't
stuff.
Want any part yeah. of that as an adult. Yeah.
So maybe not that one.
That's why when you put it on there, I'm like,
said maybe. I don't know.
Again, it a lot of it depends. I mean, if I'm sure there's some kids that are fine with this.
Yeah,
I can tell you, I the reason even if our kids liked it, I'd be like, I don't want to. I'm not doing that thing. I don't want it.
Rafiki's Planet Watch, which I don't think I've ever been over there.
It's been a long time. I should reiterate, by the way, if our daughter or our kids really wanted to do a Tell It to Be a Bug, I would do it. But
I know you would.
But let's not do that because it's terrible.
But Rafiki's Planet Watch, they've got the new animation experience.
Yeah, they do.
So we do want to check that out. So we'll probably do that.
I talked to somebody that did that, and I was asking, would it be like for a 4-year-old? And they said it moves kind of fast, so the I think it'd be worth still to do mm-hmm. with her because she loves drawing and all that stuff like that, mm-hmm. but it may be a little bit geared toward like older kids.
I feel like you and her would do okay with that.
Yeah.
For maybe Thor, not a chance.
Right. No.
No. But they've got, didn't they have a petting zoo in there? I feel like they did at one point.
Yes, I think.
They did, could do that. The Up Bird Show, maybe. It's kind of boring.
I mean, the old bird show, yeah, for sure.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's stationary, but the birds are flying around.
We haven't checked out. I mean, it's been, suppose the last time we saw it, it's been updated a few times since we saw the redone.
The redo.
Yeah, so I don't really know how it is now. All I know is at the time it was not a good show, but
yeah.
I don't really, I mean, I guess we could take him on it and see how he does. I mean, maybe. You can always walk out of there too. It's not like you're...
True.
You have to be stuck in there or anything.
True. And then I just generalize all the trails, animal areas
you
walk through. Kids like animals. And if you're consistently moving and
I would agree with that.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Obviously Everest is out. Flight of Passage is out.
Yeah.
And then Cali River Rapids, it has a high requirement.
Yeah, it does.
But, so that's out too. But yeah, so that's our list.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, we had a few disagreements here and there.
Yes.
Like, I personally would not say
it was tough, touch and go.
Tough to be a bug, but that's just, you know.
Okay.
Jamie's hardcore as a kid. She's like, put me on that thing.
Okay.
Fine. But no, I think, you know, and like I said, we get the question a lot. So this is kind of a generalized list of, you know, like we can really only speak to our kids, obviously, but you know your own mm-hmm. kid better than anybody else is going to. But yeah, so I think that hopefully at least helps out those that are got some questions. And if you ever do have questions on this, you can always feel free to contact us. We're on Instagram, Captain Magic. You can message us there, or you can send an email at hello@ctm.show. And you can just join the Facebook group community, CTM community. It's a great place because, you know, you can talk to us, but you can also just ask the question in the group, and you'll get a lot of people with, you know, kids that have done stuff and get different perspectives. So it's a great trip planning tool. So you can always do that as well. But all right. Anything else you want to add about rides for toddlers? Anything else we talked about?
I don't think so. No, just that, you know, we have, like you said, we have a lot of experience at the moment, you know, with toddlers at Disney. So
yeah,
feel like it's a good time to talk about it.
While it's fresh in our minds, should be evergreen at that point. Yeah.
True.
So, all right. Well, I think that will do it for the show. So again, hopefully, I'm assuming we're going to have a great time.
Yes, we had a great time.
We had a fantastic time. We'll let you know exactly what we did next week, but, so we're looking forward to going in. Whatever news we missed this week, we will just parlay, correct? Is that a pirate term? Did you use a pirate term?
Did you use it correctly? I don't know.
So we'll parlay that. I know pirates have a parlay. Anyways, we'll talk about it next week. Like I said, be sure to check out Instagram, Captain Magic. We also have doing some stuff over on TikTok. Capture the Magic there. And we've got some interesting, I don't know. I'm going to try some stuff there. It's interesting. It's an interesting platform, put it that way. And again, if you haven't subscribed to the podcast or left us a review, we'd please ask you to do so. And also be sure to visit our website, capturethemagicpodcast.com. And you can join the email list. You can check out all the episodes there. We've got articles and all sorts of stuff over there. So, all right. I think that'll do it for the show. Thank you, Jamie, for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
I mean, it's hard to book you sometimes, but get you in here. So, all right. Well, that'll do it. So thank you everybody for listening and watching. And as Jamie always likes to say,
we will see you in the parks.
Bye-bye.